This is St. Louis Public Radio. Republican icon Phyllis Schlafly, who was a force in conservative politics for decades, died Monday of cancer at her home in Ladue. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis offers a retrospective.
At 92 and in a wheelchair, Phyllis Schlafly still showed up in Cleveland in July at the Republican presidential convention. Schlafly was promoting her latest book and talking about how her behind-the-scenes work had made the GOP more conservative.
By working with a platform, I changed what the Republican Party was all about, and it's a good story.
A St. Louis native, Schlafly broke many barriers. She test-fired weapons during World War II before getting married, raising six children, and obtaining three college degrees. She first gained national attention in the 1960s for her strong support of GOP presidential candidate Barry Goldwater and her opposition to communism. But she was best known for her successful and high-profile fight in the 1970s and early 80s against the proposed Equal Rights Amendment. During that time, she founded the Eagle Forum, which became an influential conservative voice. Her daughter, Ann Corey, is the forum's vice chair.
Anytime that the role of wife and mother was attacked, she wanted to defend that.
Corey added that she's proud of her mother's work.
I could not imagine a more exciting, passionate, dynamic role model.
I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.